Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you've had a great weekend. It's back in for me on a Monday. Beautiful Monday, actually. We had a little bit of rain last night. A storm came through and that brings me to my subject today of what I'll be talking about other than the markets. And I'll take you to there in just a moment. I had a very refreshing weekend. I'm going to tell you this. Why? Because I can. Simply because it also works into the plan of everything that I say about what we do here in crypto and what I do regarding my trading, my education, and everything around becoming a good trader. I took a weekend out. My wonderful partner took care of the children for the most part, and I went and did a Qigong two-day course, which is kind of like a Tai Chi type thing. Yeah, I know, I'd never done anything like that before, and I tell you what, it was quite enlightening as to how peaceful certain movements are. And I'm really pleased to say to you that, you know, I got a great deal out of it, and I will be working the movements into my routine each day, because I tell you one thing right now, I do talk a lot about being in the zone, being in the now, a lot of that Eckhart Tolle type stuff. But I mean, what I'm getting at is that it helps me to get myself into a nice clear area for thinking and making good decisions. And anything, and I mean anything, whether it be exercise for you, and often it is for me doing my walks in the morning, but whatever it is for you, you've got to find that little something that brings you back into that space where you are calm, cool, and kind of, I don't know, like your level. If that's the way of putting it, you feel leveled out. You feel ready to be able to then push yourself into the next task and do it well. So, yep, it was a good weekend. And the markets didn't do a great deal. So I'm pleased to see that there was not a great deal that actually went on over the weekend. I did not miss a great deal. We have actually got what may become our higher low. We have been talking a bunch about the potential higher low, maybe getting down to 8,000. Now, the low we've got is 8,280. It may go lower. I'm not sure. Time will tell. But what I'd love to see is that higher low. We saw a low down there, or a recent low in this current downtrend of 7,310. We need to see a break up through 9174 for us to officially have a higher high within this micro trend in the bigger picture. For that to occur, we need a higher low, and I'm hoping that Friday's candle, or Friday or Saturday, actually it's Friday's candle, ends up becoming that higher low that I have been waiting for. Now, it's not there yet because we don't have the higher high, and we have pulled back and we are holding. But right now, I mean, if you look at the daily and the four hour has a micro trend. It just kind of looks like it's waiting for something to happen, and I will be there waiting as well. When we're trading, a huge amount of what we do is not just taking trades or looking for trades. A huge amount of what we do is scanning the market. So as you'll know, if you're on my socials, so if you're not, go to Facebook right now and jump on Trader Cobb. You can also follow me personally, Craig Cobb, and you can jump on Twitter at Trader Cobb. You can find the YouTube channel. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do. So I suggest you go and do it, because then you can get the visual representation of what I'm seeing on the charts, as opposed to just this podcast each day. The podcast is great, but I truly believe you need to have a multitude of media to get a full understanding of what I do. And then you can actually decide whether or not, you know, my style would suit what you're trying to achieve in the markets. But I can tell you right now, a lot of what I do is sitting out, okay? We strike and we attack when the market gives us our opportunities, and we sit back for a lot of it. You know, people that were trading over the weekend, if they were trend traders, they should have been doing nothing. But I know there will be people out there that will have taken trades, and they will be falling into the category of over-trading. Now, we'll cover over-trading in another topic down the track, maybe tomorrow perhaps. But right now, what I want to get to is this, coming back to the personal development space, coming back to what you need to do to be calm, cool, collected, make the right decisions. There are no shortcuts. And now, I'm not sure, I'm sure you've got a lot of listeners here in Australia and a lot of listeners abroad, but let me tell you one thing. Over the weekend, our cricket captain decided it was a good idea to blatantly cheat. Now, Australia is a very proud sporting nation. We are extraordinarily proud of our sportsmen and women, and we are pretty damn good at it. Our cricket team is arguably the biggest team and the most successful team in the country, and one of the most successful teams in the world. We've won more World Cup and accolades and pretty much any other cricketing nation ever. Now, the bottom line is that this, yes, we like to win. Absolutely. We love to win. We love to win, but we love to win fairly. We're very quick to call out cheats. We get pissed when people do cheat. And here we have our cricket captain, Steve Smith is his name, cheating, blatantly cheating. And it made me think, first of all, it made me very, very angry. And the whole nation is exceeding. I've never seen people so angry about sport, because we haven't really had reason to be this angry before. Cheating is absolute core of disrespect. It's the worst thing you could possibly do. And I slept on it last night and I thought, you know what? This relates a lot to trading. How so? How the hell does cricket relate to trading? It relates to trading because there are no shortcuts. Okay, and I'll tell you right now, if you think there are shortcuts, you're going to get caught out just like the Australian cricket team did. There's nothing that you can do that is going to speed up your learning curve other than learning and experience. Experience doesn't come by taking tips from some tipster out there. Look, there's so many groups out there in the cryptosphere. Join my signals group. Join this, join that. And yeah, I've got a subscription service too, but I don't give you tips. I educate, I empower you to make your own decisions. And that's what the course is there for. The whole structure is there that I'll teach you the strategies, and then I'll follow it up by pointing you in the right direction. As to what level you decide to go to is up to you. But the point I'm trying to do is empower you, give you the skills to move forward and progress yourself, bettering yourself, not becoming reliant upon me. Now, this is a really, really, really valid point. Do not think that you can just jump on the bandwagon and make money, because you can't. You just can't. You will be exposed. Sure, I'll give you an example. Maybe you find a signal service that you take every single trade and it goes brilliantly well and you're making a heap of money. And then this signal service bloke goes, no, I don't want to do this anymore. Well, there goes your income stream. You are now stranded back on that island without any clue of what to do because your golden goose just left the building. There are no shortcuts in trading, guys. Take your time, be patient, equip yourself with the skills and routines that you need to succeed. And it spans across more than just trading. Same thing that goes for, you know, people that are looking at insider trading in traditional markets or crypto markets. These things ultimately end up catching you. Now, when we relate to cheating, Australia may have cheated in the past. We don't know that. I don't know. We've been accused of things before, but we don't know if we have cheated in the past before or not. But if you do it once and you get away with it, what that does is it then tells you that a bad behavior gets a good result. Now, for those of you who have gone through the education, you'll understand what I'm talking about here. A bad trade can still make you money, but still be a bad trade. And a good trade can lose you money and still be a really good trade. The differentiation between the two is the execution, the structure in which you approach the position and how you play that trade out following your strategy to a T. So guys, there are no shortcuts. Take your time, do what you've got to do, but be patient. Okay. Now, one thing I can tell everybody right now is this. My Fibonacci course is just about ready. And I'm telling you this because if you're not on my tradercob.com bi-weekly video newsletter, you're missing out. Why? Because we are giving you all a 15% discount across all products. So if you're listening to me on the podcast and you haven't subscribed to one of my courses and got your access to these amazing strategies, then now's the time to do it, because we will be releasing some emails once again with the promotion code. And if you have any inkling of working through Easter and going through and doing some education programs, then now is the time to get involved, because I am giving you 15% off across all courses, guys, up until Easter. So all you need to do is go to tradercob.com, register there for the free bi-weekly video newsletter, for which one will be going out today, and then you can have your chance to access my content at a decent discount for the Easter break. Yes, you have 4 days to go over all the content as many times as you like. It is a lifetime membership, so you can go and revisit as often as you like. Guys, have a fantastic day. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com, because experience matters.